And this front, the door on the right, and it'd be the bed, the living room, and then the dining room, and then the kitchen. And back of the kitchen, I had a little porch. Mm-hmm. And I had that porch glass in and made a, I had five windows put in that little porch and made a breakfast room out of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, on this side where you walk into the bedroom, this room is a bedroom. The next room is a bathroom. The next room is a bedroom. The bathroom was between those two front bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And then in the back was a den. Mm-hmm. And it was as big as this den I have in here. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't sheetrock, it was wallpapered. Mm-hmm. Wallpapered, yes. Mm-hmm. And but this here place was nothing but wallpaper. And the lady who lived here, she owned this home as long as I own my home up there. She told me this was her home for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And my home up on Tonkaway Street at 9/11 was our home for 35 years. And I had to get out and give, and I just love that house. And that house is right down here on this street. But honey, it doesn't look like my house. It doesn't look anything like the house we built. They've had redders in it, and they've got the front porch there, but the old posts they got up there, they're not the same kind of post on the front. But he's made a duplex house out of it. This woman the county gave my home to because he wanted her home, you see, and he had to replace her. She wanted my house because she knew me as well, and she wanted my house. So the county gave her my home to get her home that was in town. And so when she said, "Miss Bowman," I even had to cry, shedding tears to get your home, because I knew what they wanted. To give me an old house up on North Beach, and I didn't want it. And she had a white friend that went up to courthouse with her, and with this lady's talking with her tear shedding, she said they gave her my home. But it's right down the street here in the 1900 block. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look anything like my home. No. This boy, Lonnie King, when this woman's husband died, and after he died, she didn't have any relatives. And I don't know where she came from, but she came back to Corpus with you from somewhere. And anyway, she got Lonnie. They say he has money and rent houses and things like that. And so he went in and helped this woman out. She had no money, and she was sick, and she was just trembling like that. She couldn't even pick up a telephone receiver. You know, you just have to grab it. I think they tell me she drank beer, too. And the doctors told her to stop drinking beer. And I heard she said, she didn't say it to me, but I heard she said that she wasn't going to stop drinking beer. But anyway, she was trembling. That's the way she went all the time. For a short while, she didn't live too long. Mm-hmm. And Mr. went in there and gave her money and bought groceries for her. And he put her in the hospital once or mm-hmm. twice. And after that, she willed his home over to Mr. King. And with his other red houses, he told me, "Ms. that was the best." Brand new, all the old lumber under that house. Why, it was just new lumber. And it was just a new house. And I took such good care of it.